As they got closer, they could hear the crash of the waterfall. Then, suddenly, there was the river. They broke through a mass of creepers and branches hanging low in front of them and found themselves standing on the bank, or rather 10 meters above the river, which roared past them in the gorge below. Even so, the sound of it was almost drowned out by the massive waterfall further round the mountain. Mac could see the spray from it like a haze against the bright blue sky. As blue, he thought, as Robin's eyes. Look, she had to shout above the sound of the water. Robin was pointing along the river. See where it comes out! Mac looked where she was pointing and saw the small, dark shape of the opening into the mountain. Was there a way in? Did the ledge below continue all the way along the side of the river and into the mountain? It was hard to see from so far away. How do we get there? He shouted back. We can't swim against the current. We need to get closer and find a way to climb down. They made their way carefully along the top of the gorge, keeping back from the edge as far as they dared. Too far, and the river was lost to sight behind the vegetation, and they might be heading away from it and never know, but too close, and they risked losing their footing on the slippery ground and plummeting into the gorge. After what seemed like hours, they arrived at the side of the mountain. It thrust up out of the jungle like some gigantic tree. The steep slope was encrusted with creepers and branches and roots and leaves. 10 meters below them, Mat and Robin could see the dark opening with the white water crashing out. Let's hope it's the right river, Mat said. Let's hope we can get down there, Robin said. And how do we do that? Climb? Not a bad idea, she told him. She crouched down and started examining the creepers. We need a strong one that runs all the way to the bottom. Then we can abseil. Oh, we can abseil, can we? You can abseil? Well, I've never tried, so we'll find out. Robin took a deep breath. I don't know what they teach kids these days, she said. The most promising of the creepers looked dangerously thin and suspiciously fragile to Mat, but Robin assured him it would do the job, and he assured her that he was not a wimp and would follow her down. Just don't fall on top of me, she said. She swung herself expertly out from the side, holding the creeper between her hands and with her feet planted flat against the almost sheer side of the cliff. Aren't you supposed to have a safety line or something, then just slide down? Mat asked. And you brought a safety line with you? Well, no. Then we'll have to do it my way, won't we? You're enjoying this, he accused her. You're actually having fun. Something to do, she replied casually. Here goes!